On Monday, February 27, SFE Faculty of Health Sciences and BC Center of Disease Control will be presenting an African Ancestry Project through Zoom. This event will be done through lectures, seminars, and workshops by Alice Mirage, a researcher and PhD candidate with the Faculty of Health Sciences. She will be presenting her research findings from the report on the African Ancestry Project and discuss the impacts of this work on health research. Go to the SFU Black History Month website for more information and the Zoom link. Don't miss this opportunity to learn her findings.
On campus, the SOCA organization, along with members of the community, opened Black History Month with a ceremony that included explaining what has led up to now.
I'm going to speak quickly about Black History Month in Canada from 1960s to the present. Black people face discrimination in Canada in housing, employment, and access to public services. Many restaurants, hotels, and movie theaters refuse to admit and serve Black Canadians. In 1967, Canadian immigration policies changed. Immigrants were accessed in terms of education, skills, and employment prospects, regardless of race, ethnicity, or nationality. Racial discrimination has been illegal in Canada for many years. However, many people argue that systemic racism continues. Also known as institutional racism in social and political institutions. This includes continued harsh stereotyping of Black communities and resistance to include Black history within the Canadian history in educational curriculums. Harmful practices such as policing, like racial profiling and police carding, as well as underrepresentation and inclusion in political sectors and in senior business positions. Statistically, Black Canadians are more likely to be unemployed, have a lower average income than other Canadians. They're also more likely than any other racialized minority to be the victims of hate crime. Black Canadians and other allies continue to challenge racism and inequality in Canada through legal challenges, social media campaigns, protests, and movements like the Black Lives Matter. With all these unfair treatments of members of the Black community, our theme for Black History Month this year of Black resistance finds its importance.
At CGSF, we are taking the opportunity to celebrate Black History Month and acknowledge why it is important to do so.
February marks Canada's Black History Month, a unique opportunity to celebrate Black pioneers and become educated on Black people's stories, experiences, and accomplishments. In honor of this, the SOCA community here on campus will host a panel discussion reflecting Black art as a mode of expression disrupting systemic structures. The five guest speakers will touch on topics and questions like, what does Black art mean to you? Art accessibility, art as a mode of discussing social issues, art outside of an institution, and the decolonization of art. The panel discussion will take place at the Multipurpose Room East Towers from 3 to 5 p.m. on February 15th. Tune in to CJSF for updates on campus activities and events.
Don't. I know you're tired of the way things going, but right now we go. You're listening to CJSF 90.4 DJ. Hi.
tell you we're supernova. When we drink, we lose power. Superpowers got it up together. Supernova. When we drink, we lose power. Superpowers. I tell you it's Juve, Juve madness.
This is all away.
Juve, Juve madness.
Of a unity.
Juve, Juve madness.
This is all away.
Juve, Juve madness.
MJ, we are hinge. We go take a yard. Why? Cause we extra.
Like yourself, yeah. Like yourself, yeah. Like yourself. So just rough it up anyway, and we just mash it up everywhere that we go. Wildness, madness. We just rough it up anyway, and we just mash it up everywhere that we go. Wildness, madness.
What is this? 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 I said, what is this?
We fog up everywhere.
Yo, 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 yo. He shot Kalimoro. She much, she tang, we much, she wig, we much, she's happy, she's the road.
She's a freshie, man.
I fed up.